Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm joined here by my co-host, George Amador III. Hey, G, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Crystal. It's always good to be here. And we are continuing on our conversation with the protection or strategies for savings conversation that we know and love here. Last week was all about, okay, why life insurance? How does it work? Why do we need to talk about protection and what are the benefits of it? And today is really special because we actually get to take a deeper dive into how we use it. And this is something that I think takes a minute to grasp.
Yes, it does.
But as we get there, I think of our newest intern who just started with us this summer. We have gone over now a couple of weeks with him this strategy, and he's like, Mr., I want to sell this to every single person
I meet.
Yeah,
mind blown.
Yeah. So it takes a minute to get there, but as we talk and dive deeper today, I think the aha moment, the light bulb moment is going to happen for a lot of people. So that way we can understand that, listen, yes, life insurance doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be about when you die. We can literally use a vehicle in the world today to generate wealth, to create for us basically our own bank or our own private reserve that we can access, that we can use. And this is something that for those people who go, what do the wealthy actually do? Well, this is basically what they're doing.
Yes.
So
yes,
we're going to kind of demystify some of that today and talk. So I'm really excited about it.
Perfect. And I like what you said. A lot of times people take time to wrap their mind around this.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage our listeners and our viewers to really be alert to the fact that sometimes our own preconceptions and preconceived ideas and our bias on things blocks us from hearing new information. And literally what happens is we keep our own selves from wealth because it doesn't sound familiar to us. It doesn't seem like what everyone else is saying. We therefore say, oh, well, it either A, isn't true, or this isn't for me. And I wonder if we sat down individual after individual, those who are even listening and viewing to us right now, how many have stopped wealth from entering into their lives, the lives of their family and future generations simply because they don't understand a concept or they've heard it and someone has misused it and they've been hurt by it. And so they said, oh, well, then I'm having nothing to do with it. But gee, we have found how many people, client after client of the hundreds of clients that we have, this is a blessing to them. It's not the whole answer. I know we said that last week and I wanna make sure I do a shout out on that again.
Yeah.
We're not saying that life insurance needs to be the answer to everything. It doesn't.
No, no, no.
What we need to say is it should be a part of your financial plan that you can talk about. Now, each person, it's different, but we want to say at least consider the idea that there may be tools for wealth that you aren't using today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think of a conversation I just had last week with a refined financial member, right? So for those who don't know or who have come through the Crystal Clear Finances doors, we also have a subscription-based service, right? That's for financial education. Here's why I say this. The individual who comes through the doors and goes to Refined typically is an individual who's either not ready for the money management, not ready for the financial planning, or just kind of needs the basics to just get started. And we talked for a while, we explained this concept of how life insurance can be used, and the aha moment happened, the light bulb moment happened, and it was like, wow, I never was taught this. I want to do this right now. And so it's amazing to see. And I say that because I just want to say, anyone can become a wealth creator. Like, it doesn't take a super wealthy individual. It doesn't even sometimes take more money to come into your life. You can be a wealth creator by looking at your situation and going, am I doing the right things right now? Right? Is there something that I can do? Maybe it's not go get more income. Maybe it's just refiguring and repurposing what you're doing right now in order for you to be able to become a wealth creator, because it's not about the dollar amount as much as it's about the principle you put in place to become that wealth creator. So whether you have $1 million or $1,000, you can be in a position to where, hey, I can use this strategy because I know in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years from now, I have put the principles in place to gain wealth, become wealthy, mm-hmm. be my own banker, allow myself to have this area of my own personal finance that I can use. And it can be for anyone. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be this like barrier to entry like a lot of people think the financial planning industry is.
Well, I think that's why a couple of weeks ago, we even spent time last month talking about mm-hmm. the spender, the saver, and the wealth creator. And I hope one of the walkaways from that time was individuals understanding that this is a mindset that begins to turn into a pattern and a habit. And if we need to change things, if we don't like where we are in life, mm-hmm. don't blame it on the job that you have. Don't blame it on everything out there. Begin to say, okay, what are the mindsets I need to change? Because I truly believe, G, that where I am today is a result of the decisions and mindset I have. Mm-hmm. If I want to go someplace different in the future, then I have to open up my mindset to say, well, I've got to think differently if I want different results. Mm-hmm. And so if you find yourself, our listeners, as a spender, maybe the next goal is, okay, I'm going to become a saver. Mm-hmm. If you're a saver, okay, there is that next step. We can become the wealth creator. Mm-hmm. I think of one of our clients, a new client, where they started reading one of the books. We said, hey, here's books to begin really getting this information inside you. And as they're reading it, now they're talking in those terms to me. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have a LERP. I'd like to have this. Whereas other people are thinking, what? What did she just say? A LERP? But those are things that we have to understand, that as we begin to become familiar with what's available, we can change our future. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about, let's talk the concept before, yep. again, we go to the computer and actually show this. And mm-hmm. again, that's a shout out to my radio listeners. Go over to the Crystal Clear Finances YouTube channel and subscribe. But once you're over there, you're going to be able to see that we're literally bringing these presentations on our computer. Mm-hmm. That's what we do with our clients, whether mm-hmm. we're meeting with them in person or whether through our Zoom we're able to bring this up so that money, we can see how does it really work.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we talk about the concept of life insurance as not just a death benefit, but a living benefit, we have to understand a few key components. Mm-hmm. I think the first thing, if we were to back it up a little bit and say, what are we really looking at, is this understanding that the life insurance is not just about death benefit, but it's about living benefit, right? As yes. we talked about last week, there's a minimum amount we have to pay. The insurance company says you have to pay this Correct. Amount to have insurance. But there's a maximum amount we can pay to keep the strategy tax efficient, and that's due to government regulation, because this works so well, the government knows it works well, they want to get in on the action if they can too. Mm-hmm. And so we as planners look at this and use the strategy to say, how can I maximize the living benefit in this? Mm-hmm. We talk a lot, and I've actually shown clients this in my office, go, listen, here's the amount of money we're talking about using. If you can save $500 a month, $1,000 a month, whatever you're able to mm-hmm. save to do this strategy is, I literally will show them, here's what you could get in just pure minimum cost of insurance at $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And then here's what you can get by using the living benefit strategy, the private reserve strategy, same dollars, mm-hmm. but look at all the benefit I can provide myself while I'm alive.
Right.
So there's a whole strategy here. So we have mm-hmm. to understand that we're focusing for a moment, today's episode in particular, on the living benefit side of the life insurance, mm-hmm. the strategy that we're going to use to really develop a financial tool mm-hmm. like insurance that's going to create wealth for me. Mm-hmm. That is not risk involved, so it's not tied to the market, mm-hmm. that is cash growing with compound interest, mm-hmm. that's tax-free, mm-hmm. and I can have liquidity use and control. I have access to it whenever I want to, right? If I told you, hey, Crystal, you can have access to money that's tax-free, that's growing with compound interest, and you don't have to worry about what the stock market does, you would say, sign me up.
All day long.
And so that is actually what we're using. Yes, we're using the chassis, if you will, mm-hmm. of life insurance to do it. But that's because there's so much good benefit inside of the life insurance policy.
Exactly. And I think that goes back to understanding how we're using it. And a lot of individuals right now, when they're looking at their investment portfolios, are saying, okay, I've got this bond section right here and it's not really doing anything. Why do we even have it in there? And that's why I'm always saying, well, you know what? Why don't we keep the money that's in the market really in the market doing its job. And mm-hmm. anything that you have in the market that you're like, well, I'm putting it there because I'm nervous, right? That's why we have the bonds. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous if it goes sideways or if it goes south. I want part of my portfolio that's secure, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even though we know there's still no guarantee with bonds. What is the thought process of, wait, why do we even have bonds in there? Why aren't we using life insurance as a different option? Mm-hmm. So let the market be the market and let your cash on hand, your quote unquote safe money. And mm-hmm. I know we can't say it's guaranteed safe sure. or any of that, but if we can take money out of market risk, which is why people are trying to do bonds for mm-hmm. a whole, the people that I'm meeting with, this is a great alternative. So let's walk through the process of how we put this in place. And I know right now if our viewers or listeners on radios, if you are watching on our YouTube channel and you can catch this program, we're going to have this uploaded so that you can see this as well and watch it again. You would see that we're talking about the fact that we're going to build cash value. Mm-hmm. And literally, let's pause just for a moment, G. Mm. There is an amount when someone pays a premium, and I know before you had mentioned $1,000. Mm-hmm. So it's $1,000 or $500. We've had it, depending on their age, where it worked with $250. So mm-hmm. I really want our viewers and our listeners to know, okay, where it doesn't have to be astronomical to them. Mm-hmm. It's affordable. And then I'm going to make a little caveat on that. We literally show what's the least amount that you can put in yep. and still make it effective.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's huge. Rather than, oh, well, okay, we'll put it in there and hopefully it will work for you. If it won't work, we're not going to do it.
Totally. Yeah.
So when people are paying a premium, a portion of that goes to the insurance company because there is a death benefit involved yep. with mm-hmm. this. But we also know that there is a portion of that, that portion that isn't being allocated to pay for the life insurance, the mm-hmm. death benefit part, is actually going into a savings account inside the life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's getting that guaranteed growth, guaranteed based upon the strength of that insurance company, mm-hmm. which is important. And why you pick the right ones. And that's a whole nother tangent we could go down. But as that money starts building in there, you can say, well, that's great. I've got money building in there, but what in the world, how do I access it? Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to show here is this actual strategy in action. We build up this green take, this cash value that's in there. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that if there is something that happens in life, whether it's a car, whether you want to buy the second home, whatever the opportunity or expense, mm-hmm. opportunity or expense is, we can access that cash value simply with a fax and 48 hours later have it sitting back in their account. Mm-hmm. Now, when we have that, we can literally go take care of whatever expense or opportunity that we want. And what's so nice about this is that we don't have to worry if we're approved or not approved, because yeah. in a typical situation, an individual would have to go to a financial institution, say, I want a new car. We're going to use the car as an example. That's what's on my screen. Mm-hmm. And they say, I want to get this major capital purchase that I have. And so they get an amortized loan. Mm-hmm. And what happens then, when everybody knows the story, when you take out a loan, they make you pay it back. And they have these structured payments that you need to do. And that's how a typical loan works if you aren't using life insurance. But now let's talk about life insurance and how it would work in that scenario.
Sure, yeah. So the concept, right, is I have a bunch of money, I'm saving up, or I need to go buy this thing. So mm-hmm. now I'm either going to use all my cash and drain my cash, or I'm going to go get a loan and pay the loan back over time, right? So the idea here is just normal cash savings. That's what we normally would be doing, right? So the alternative to this is, okay, if I'm building a reserve of cash inside of my life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So it's not savings account at the bank.
Right.
This is inside the policy. Because again, a portion of what I'm paying is going to the cost of insurance, mm-hmm. but the larger amount of money that I'm paying in my premium is going to my cash value inside of my life insurance. So I'm building up this reserve.
Yeah, like a forced savings.
Correct. It's basically another savings account. Mm-hmm. It's just not at my bank. It's through my policy.
Right.
So now I have this big reserve that I have, right? And instead of going to the car company and saying, okay, well, what's the best you can do on a loan? Give me the loan. Okay, yeah. How much is the payments? How long is it? And negotiating and haggling down. We all love yeah. buying cars, right? So we go through that whole process. Rather than going through that process the traditional way, mm-hmm. well, let's think about this. I have a reserve of cash. And instead of draining that reserve of cash, if I can use it as what's called collateral, mm-hmm. so I can leave it in my account, the insurance company says, well, we'll give you the loan because I know you have it. It's cash that you have in your account, and I know that you'll be able to pay it back because I see the amount you have. So the insurance company says, I'll give you a loan. And now what I do is I take my cash mm-hmm. reserve, I put it up as collateral to my loan. So mm-hmm. it stays in my account. It will still grow, still build compound interest. But now, instead of paying some bank, some car company or bank back the interest, I'm paying the insurance company back the interest, and I'm really able to put that money back into my cash value. So instead of taking a structured amortized loan, the insurance company says, well, we know you have it. So mm-hmm. number one, it's an unstructured loan. You can pay it back as much or as little as you want to whenever you'd like. And on top of that, it's a what's called non-direct recognition loan. So meaning your money's up as collateral. We're not going to drain your money. We're going to leave it there, let it grow. And as you pay it back, it will continue to increase over time, just like it would if you didn't take the loan. Mm-hmm. And so now I've built a reserve area where I could go buy a car every 5 years like I was going to do anyways. Mm-hmm. But rather than give away my money to some bank and pay them interest, I can use my own reserve. I can use my own cash, pay myself back right. over time. And now that's how I separate from the zero line like we talk. And I'm able to pay my car payment. I'm able to grow my money and be in a position to where I can go get access from my insurance policy. And what have I done? I've become my own bank at that point, right? I've built up the savings. I've taken a loan from my savings. What is that? That's a bank 101 right there. Yep. I've become my own bank by allowing to save for myself, dictating my own loan payment, mm-hmm. and being able in that case to pay back the car loan when I say so rather than when the bank says so.
That's powerful. Well, what I want to do, I'm going to take a quick 60-second break. Then when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about this interest, because a lot of times what we hear people say is, what? I would have to pay interest on my own money?
Sure.
Hang in there with us and join us back again in just 60 seconds for more crystal clear finances. Your values show up in every area of your life, from raising your children to how you vote to the donations you make. We reflect what we believe, and your investments can do the same. Learn how you can invest in companies you're proud to own, companies that reflect your values. Attend the Crystal Clear Finances Impact Investing webinar Wednesday, June 16th at 5:30 p.m. and let your values be reflected financially through impact investing. Call Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181 and register for this free online impact investing event on Wednesday, June 16th at 5:30 p.m. Impact Investing with Crystal Clear Finances, 518-433-7181. Confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm joined here by George Amador III, and we are talking the whole month about protection. But here's the deal. We're talking about how we can even use our protection dollars to help create wealth. Mm-hmm. What a win-win situation, G, when we know whether we're talking savings, whether we're talking investments, whether we're talking protection, we want to help individuals create that wealth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, the way to do that is exactly what we're doing here today on the radio and on our YouTube channel, is we are literally giving the concepts and saying, if you will change the way you think, mm-hmm. and if in working together, because it needs to be done properly, mm-hmm. but if you'll be open to new ideas that challenge where you are today and put them into practice, you can be in a different place in the future, mm-hmm. because the way you thought before brought you to where you are today and will keep you in that same place. So if you're loving life and everything's good and you are rolling in the money and you've created wealth and you feel good, hey, kudos, keep doing it. We'd love to talk with you, look through, see how we can help serve you. But there are many that are saying, wait a minute, I've never even heard of this concept. And so they're doing it by the old ways and not done properly. People are getting hurt when it comes to finances. And so I'd like to jump in, G, and just talk a little bit about, before we go back to the life insurance, because people struggle with that idea about paying interest. And one of the things, and again, I'm going to show this when it comes right on our So the YouTube listeners can see my computer screen, and I'm going to move past all the different benefits that you said that are inside, you know, in the life insurance policy. And what I want to talk about is the fact that, you know, we either are going to pay interest or we're going to collect interest.
Yeah.
I have no problem if I am making a good amount of interest over on one side. Let's say I'm making 5%. It's growing tax-free. It's uninterrupted compounding interest, and it's moving for me. I don't mind borrowing money from someone else as long as my money's making more than what I'm borrowing.
Sure.
But I think many times, and maybe this is the holdup, many individuals have bank accounts that are giving them point nothing or such little interest, they're looking at it and saying, I would always pay cash for something instead of using someone else's money, because the cash that they have isn't working for them.
Yeah, they haven't experienced the growth.
No, and that's why I think it's so important, George, that when we're talking with individuals and even all those who are listening and viewing to us today, we have to realize if your money that's sitting in the bank because you want to feel safe isn't working for you, it's actually hurting you because it's not keeping up with the cost of living. I mean, think of the money you have in the account today. Think about what lumber is now costing today. Is your money growing as quickly?
Yeah.
If the money that you have in your safe account isn't, then you're losing purchasing power. So I wanted to just make sure people understand. You're either collecting interest or you're paying interest. I don't mind paying interest as long as I'm collecting a whole bunch of interest. Yeah. When we were talking a moment ago, and you are explaining to the listeners, listen, you've got this huge tank of money, just like I'm showing on our illustration right now. The insurance company says, hey, I'm on the hook for your death benefit. I realize that. And I also see that you have a whole bunch of cash that's building in here. How about you borrow the money from me, the insurance company? Don't touch your cash that's building inside your life insurance policy. Let it keep growing tax-free, uninterrupted compounding interest. Take the loan from the insurance company, pay them the interest, because if you're making more interest on tax-free money compounding than what you're paying the insurance company, and you have the ability to pay it back when you're ready. What a win-win situation.
Yep. Yeah. It's important to understand because, as we've talked about before, I go back to last month and talk through the whole amortize versus compound. The idea is, okay, if I'm going to pay interest and an amortized schedule, if the interest rates are the exact same, if I pay interest back at 5%, I'm paying less money than the money I'm making compound at 5%. That's important to understand because the idea here is if I can compound my money and it grows for me faster than the cost of that money that I'm paying someone, the loan interest rate, then I'm ahead, right? So the idea of if I can leave my money in my account in the insurance company and it will grow and they'll continually grow the money there, right? And then I'm going to pay interest on the loan from the insurance company. Well, I'm still ahead. I'm making money. I'm using other people's money. I'm using the insurance company's money to pay for the car while my account will still continue to grow. And even if the interest rates are the same, we know mathematically speaking that if the interest rates were the same, I'm still ahead after I get the compound interest than the money I would have saved by not taking the loan to begin with.
And this is where it's so important that we have to understand amortization versus compounding interest and how the difference works there. And if we're not looking at the fine print, if we're not looking and understanding that, we're giving away our wealth. And here we're using a protection tool, a protection vehicle that literally can help us create wealth. Because one of the things that I like is, let's say that I do take a loan from the insurance company and I say, you know what, I'm going to take this and I'm buying my second home in the Carolinas, right? So I take that out. Well, they're never going to send me, at least the insurance companies that we're using, they don't send me any type of structured payment thing where I have to pay them back. They just basically said, hey, you took a loan from us. We gave it to you without any credit check, any type of this, because we're on the hook for your death benefit. So if you don't pay us back, well, then we'll just subtract it from your death benefit when you pass. So I have no pressure to have to pay this back, but I do And the reason why I do is because I don't know what the next opportunity is going to be. Mm-hmm. So I want to have access to as much cash and collateral capacity that I can. And I know I just used a word that probably doesn't make any sense, but it's really collateral capacity is the ability to use other people's money because you have yours tucked away. Mm-hmm. And how many wealthy individuals have mastered this concept?
Yeah, huge. It's enormous. The other thing too, you got to think about, right? The life insurance comes with what? We've talked about this, a death benefit and a living benefit. Well, if I'm leveraging my living benefit, right, to do these types of things with it, and God forbid something happened to me the next day, I still have the protection of the death benefit. And to your point, even if I didn't pay back the loan 100% right away, well, they take out the loan from my death benefit, pay it off, and they still get my family the rest of my death benefit in my policy. Mm-hmm. Would you rather take a loan with a death benefit or without a death benefit?
Exactly. How many people have loans right now?
Yeah.
And that if something happens to them, they lose their job, they become disabled, you still got the loan. Got to
pay the car loan.
It's a structured loan. Yeah. This is such a great way. And I love the statement, permanent life insurance, when designed and utilized properly, and that's a key. We've met many people, and I'm just going to pause here for a second, many people who have had a poor experience simply because they didn't have advisors who knew how to properly structure and utilize the policies. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they weren't able to tap into wealth.
Yeah.
What I like is that when we design them and utilize them properly, they can provide stable growth. They can do cash value. We can use that word collateralization, which just means you can begin using other people's money without having to prove that you have a job or income, which to me, think of how many people who are listening right now, G, who are self-employed, who own their own businesses. It's hard for them to get loans.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, my word. They got to jump through all these different hoops. But if they've got cash built within a cash value policy, they just fax the form over. We work with them, fax the form over. 48 hours later, they have the money to go do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. They don't have to worry about paying it back. There's no annual tax on the growth, which is something we need. I know we're running out of time. We need to make sure on the next week's program, we talk a little bit about the tax benefits of doing this. Think of everything under the current administration. Mm-hmm. But there are additional benefits. It's just a win-win, a good complement to a financial plan.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be included in the plan because, again, of the benefits we're saying, and we used an example today about a car purchase, but I think of the clients that are using this like an income stream in retirement, right?
Huge.
The idea here is I've built up this huge sum of money that's cash value with the intention, full-blown intention, the insurance company knows it too, that I am using this as an income stream for retirement.
Oh, we write it right on the application.
Yeah, we know.
What is the use for it? Yes, final expenses, take care of the kids, build cash value.
Yeah, build cash value, private reserve, retirement income. I check all the boxes on the application because that's what we are using this for.
That's the purpose.
And now, you know, I did this with a traveling nurse who is a good friend, and she wanted some area that was outside of the market because she's got her market investments. So, hey, I need something outside of the market that's not subject to risk, but I want to grow this thing because I'm going to travel for the next 10, 15 years, and then I want to stop. And I want to be able to have this nest egg that I can use. And that's exactly what she's doing with it. And now we're building this value to where there's potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars as a risk-free nest egg that she's going to be able to turn on in 10, 15 years from now and use for the rest of her life, knowing that she's not going to pay it all back, knowing she's got the protection needed. But again, it's looking at all the options. It's saying, what are the best ways to do this? And I hope the aha moment, I hope the light bulb moment is happening because again, it's not just about I have to pay a premium for a death benefit. It's the ability to create wealth and utilize the money that is your money for your lifetime. So whatever it's for, car purchase or retirement planning, we can use it for those things.
Excellent. And with that being said, we're going to bring this program to a close, but we want to encourage all of our viewers, our listeners, to give us a call at 518-433-7181. It's time to sit down, get a free initial consultation, find out if this part of the strategy exists in your life, and if it doesn't, we need to talk about it and see if this is right for you. So join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.